نعم الجليس مدى حياتك مصحف يجلو هموم النفس والوجدان فيه الهداية والسعادة والرضا وهو الدليل لجنة الرحمن.
عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. This hadith can be found in Sahih Bukhari.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to Quran Saiku Mustafa. And still on our series, Janud al-Huffaz, where we'll take you through stories and challenges of people that have completed their memorization of the entire Quran, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And yet again today, we have another amazing personality for you in the person of Ustadh Hafiz Aziz Ullawali Abdul Hamid. Fassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ya Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakum Allah wa barakallahu fikum jami'a.
Ameen, ya Ustaz. I must say, we're deeply elated to have you join us today on Quran Saiku. Tell us how you feel joining us today, ya Ustaz.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, tabarakallah. I feel quite honored, walhamdulillah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this as an act of ibadah.
Ameen.
And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this an avenue for somebody to be encouraged to memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen, 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 ya Ustaz. Shukran. So right now, we want you to give us a brief introduction about yourself so that our listeners can get to know you better, what you do, and how your whole Quran journey started.
Naam, my name is Aziz Ullawali Abdul Hamid. I am a graduate of the International Open University, The Gambia. I studied Islamic Studies, and alhamdulillah, currently I am a student of the King Abdulaziz University in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. My Quran journey, alhamdulillah, firstly, I will seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from praising myself and showing off, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me sincerity, for this is done just to encourage our dear brothers and sisters out there wanting to embark on this beautiful journey of memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I grew up in a community whereby I hardly found somebody memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I heard of somebody who memorizes the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think or feel this kind of a person is not normal. Maybe somebody who is so special, not a normal human being, and so on and so forth. So the first time I happened to come across somebody who memorized the Quran, so it was a brother who studied in the north. So he used to be a friend to one of my brothers. So he came to our house then, and mashallah, so I saw him reciting the Quran from the memory. So I was kind of surprised that subhanallah. So what we've been hearing all this while, that people used to memorize the Quran, is true. Because for me, memorizing the Quran is an impossible mission back then. So I felt, subhanallah. And mashallah, I saw this brother reciting the Quran from the memory, mashallah, tabarakallah. So I approached him. He asked me a question. He said, have you finished the Quran? So I said, yes. He was very happy. He hugged me, not knowing that I didn't understand the question. What he meant was, have I finished the memorization of the Quran? Not even knowing that for me, memorizing the Quran is an impossible mission, because I have never met anybody close to me in the whole of my community memorize the Quran. The only thing we used to take pride in back then was how to recite the Quran, mashallah. So my understanding of the question was that, have you finished learning how to recite the Quran? So that's what I understood, and I answered yes. So he was very happy. So later on, he told me to recite. Subhanallah. So I said, he should wait for me to bring my Quran. He said, offhand. I said, what? Offhand? I know nothing offhand, except Surah Al-Fatiha and the short surah we used to recite on Salah and so on and so forth. So he said, Subhanallah, how come? So from here, I started believing that, mashallah, the Quran could be memorized. So after a while, I had an opportunity of moving to Ilani, and it happened to be during the Ramadan. So the masjid I prayed Tarawih, many brothers were appointed as Imam to lead Tarawih. For example, three brothers might lead Tarawih in a night, the second night, three set of brothers, and so on. So I started seeing people, 10 raka'at of Tarawih, people reciting from the Imams, they as young as I was, reciting from their memory. I was surprised that, wow, have I been living at the back of the world all this while? And mashallah, I developed a keen interest in also memorizing the Quran. Even though at the beginning I thought this is what I can't do, because I felt, how can I memorize the whole of the Quran? To me, this book is bulky. 604 pages, too much for me to memorize, to commit to my memory. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for me to build a determination in my mind, and alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, ya Ustaz, mashallah. You know, this same thought you nurtured before starting your journey towards memorizing the entire Quran, I think it's been nurtured by a lot of people out there too today as well. And now, ya Ustaz, before we delve into your journey properly, I want you to take us through how you were able to develop a shift of mindset from viewing the Quran as being impossible to memorize the entirety of it and actually having it done.
Yes, true. I have come to realize that this mindset is being nurtured by so many people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to memorize the Quran as well. So I was able to shift from this mindset because back then, I think that period of time, a competition program was held at the University of Ilani, which I attended to witness what was going on. And at the program, I was amazed. I was so surprised by the renditions and recitations, so on and so forth. So then I stood up, I said to myself, I am going to do this, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I am going to do this, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So that helped me a lot, witnessing and seeing so many brothers recite the Quran in an amazing manner, offhand. So it helped me to shift my mindset from the Quran being impossible to memorize to being possible to memorize, inshallah ta'ala.
MashaAllah, ya Ustaz, quite interesting. You know, I'm really, really excited at the moment, and I want to have insights on how the whole journey started. And Al-An, we want you to give us a full insight on how the whole process went by. You know, tell us how you started to memorize the Quran, those challenges you faced whilst memorizing the Quran, the emotional backlogs, you know, and all. So we want whole picture of your own journey.
Having determined that I want to memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I enrolled myself in a center for the Quran memorization at Ilani. Even though at the time I was a student studying chemistry in the University of Ilani, but here I have also developed a keen interest in memorizing the Quran. So I was kind of scared to inform my guardians that I also want to memorize the Quran. You know, they might think that this is going to distract me in school and so on and so forth. So due to this, I didn't inform anybody. Even though I needed their assistance, financial assistance especially. But due to being scared, so I didn't inform them. So I felt, let me just rely on Allah and continue my stuffs. So I enrolled in this center and I started. This center was very far from home. This was the only center I knew at the time. Very far from home. That I have to trek many times. I have to trek half of the distance, then use the remaining cash with me to take cab for the remaining half of the distance. So the very first day I memorized the first page of Surah Al-Baqarah, I must say that it was such an emotional and amazing day for me, because I felt I have accomplished something very great, and indeed very great, Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, truly, Alhamdulillah.
Another challenge I had here was that the challenge wasn't even the fact that I trek long distance and many times I stay hungry in the center, and even when I come back home, I have other affairs to attend to, school works and so on and so forth. The greatest challenge was that I wasn't getting so much attention. Alhamdulillah, I was able to memorize very fast. A page of the Quran at the time used to take me nothing more than 50 minutes, 45, 50 minutes, Alhamdulillah. This was one of the ni'mah I found while memorizing the Quran. Even though I have friends who memorize the Quran and Alhamdulillah, they are great hafiz at the time. However, during the process of memorizing the Quran, memorizing a page might take up to 2 days, 2 days in fact. So this is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He bestows upon whom He wishes. And I believe the more the difficulty, the more the reward you are going to get, inshallah ta'ala. That wasn't the challenge actually, but the challenge was that I wasn't getting so much attention. So in a week, I might be memorizing just 2 pages, because sometimes if I trek long distance to the center and I wouldn't find any ustaz to recite to, so I go back home again, come back the second day, I might not find an ustaz to recite to, the third day again. So in a week I might end up memorizing just 2 pages or 3 pages, even though I was fast in memorizing. The reason being that I wasn't a full student, so they have to attend first to the full student before they come to me. So by the time they come to me, it might be the closing hour. So that was the challenge I had at the time. So this challenge persisted. So I felt, subhanAllah, in a month, I haven't even finished one juz. So, and this is not what I want. I want the consistency. So I thought of, okay, let me just be doing this thing myself. So I resorted back to the masjid in my community back then at Illoni before going for Salatul Fajr. If it happened that I don't have class in the university in the morning hours, maybe in the afternoon hours I have class, so I will pack my mushaf, my phone and a bottle of water to the mosque. So after the Salatul Fajr, I am going to sit in the side. I listen to the recitation of Sheikh Ayyub rahimahullah ta'ala, the recitation of the page I want to memorize, then I memorize. So Alhamdulillah, I started memorizing from Surah Al-Baqarah on my own, listening to Sheikh Ayyub
rahimahullah ta'ala,
and memorizing till I get to Surah Al-Tawbah walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. However, this was very challenging, very challenging. One of the challenges was that I lived in a hostel whereby there are so much distraction, you know, students wanting to play games, gisting, so on and so forth. You felt you want to be among them, you want to enjoy yourself as well. But I have this determination pressing me, and I found so much sweetness in the memorization of the Quran and so forth. The second challenge at the time was that I don't have somebody to tell me that you have to revise or to pressure me on revising the Quran, or somebody to correct my mistakes and so on and so forth. However, I continued on this, and at the time I would memorize a page in a day, and I would revise one juz in a day from the time I finished one juz of the Surah Al-Baqarah. So Alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy for me to memorize on my own from Surah Al-Baqarah to Surah Al-Tawbah. However, I was quite bothered that, subhanallah, I should have an ustaz. I should have a teacher who corrects me and who encourages me, somebody I see as a role model. So I was quite bothered, very bothered in fact. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe that once you are determined to do something, Allah grants you assistance. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَزْبُ. If you want to do something and rely upon Allah as a way out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you. So it happened that at the time, I used to write Islamic articles on a website. So I wrote an Islamic article. I couldn't remember the theme of the article. So a brother saw it and he read it and he fell in love with the article and he contacted me at the time. So that, mashallah, he read an article and he loves it, mashallah, tabarakallah. Am I the owner of the website? I said, yes. So he said, wow. And he wants to create a website. Can I help in creating a website? I said, no, I am not a specialist when it comes to creating a website. I just came across how to create a blog and I created the blog. And sometimes when I feel like writing something, I choose a topic, I write on it and I post on the website. So he was happy and from there we started chatting and so he realized I was memorizing the Quran. He said, Mashallah, Tabarakallah, what have I memorized? I said, I memorized on my own from Surah Al-Baqarah to Tawbah. And I must say, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It was difficult. Difficult. You know, you memorizing on your own. No one to see as a partner. No one to encourage you. No one to cheer you up. And so on. It was really difficult.
Truly, truly a difficult task.
But one ayah that kept me going at the time, while I was alone memorizing the Quran, is this ayah in Surah Yusuf. Fasabrun jameel. Subhanallah. And this ayah hasn't helped me only in my memorization of the Quran. It has helped me in every angle of my life. When I remember any time in time of difficulty, I remember Fasabrun jameel. And for you to be patient is beautiful. Patient is beautiful. More beautiful than you being hasty, wanting to come out of these challenges. And most times, mostly you will have to just put away what you are doing. So that time I used to calm myself down by telling myself, Fasabrun jameel. Even though I have so much distractions in my hostels, in the school and so on. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just kept me going. Alhamdulillah. So this brother told me that, okay, he can enroll me in the school. Mashallah. I was so surprised. I didn't know this brother from anywhere.
Mashallah.
So he said he was going to enroll me in the school. And it happened to be that we had an holiday that time. So he said, can I come down to Ibadan? He's going to pay for my center. And subhanallah. I came to Ibadan at a center of memorization of the Quran. And I started from Sunnah to Tawbah. I started memorizing with my ustaz at Ibadan. Ustaz Ali Abdul Salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly.
Ameen.
So I started memorizing from Surah to Tawbah downwards. And it was a beautiful journey over there as well. I could see I have colleagues who are also memorizing the Quran. Everybody can share their stories. And you have an ustaz whom you recite to, who corrects your mistakes and who encourages you, who pressures you. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Mashallah. I remember at the time, with Ustaz Ali, we used to wake up by 4 a.m. and we used to sleep exactly by 9 p.m. in the night. So when we wake up by 4 a.m., you revise what you have memorized yesterday. You keep on revising that same page till the time of Fajr. When you wake up by 4 a.m., you are expected to say two units of prayer, then start revising. So after Salat al-Fajr, you memorize the new portion of the day. After memorizing, you revise, then you eat. After your breakfast, then you revise two juz out of what you've memorized before. After that, you revise what you've memorized in the morning. Then in the night, you revise again, then you sleep. So the Quran was the only thing we were doing. We are not going out to chat with anybody. The Quran was just the only thing. So Alhamdulillah, I memorized the Quran from Surah Al-Tawbah till Surah Al-Kahf with Ustaz Ali at the time.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah.
So memorizing on my own took about 6 months from Surah Al-Baqarah to Surah Al-Tawbah. Even though I could memorize a page a day, even up to 2 pages. However, because I don't have somebody to guide me, put me through, encourage me when I'm weak, and so it took a long period of time. And when I got to Ustaz Ali, I spent just 2 months memorizing from Surah Yunus till Surah Al-Kahf. So after that, I left because the brother paid for me. He paid two months for me, and I left from Ustaz Ali. And I could say that, subhanAllah, the effect of the program with Ustaz Ali was still very strong, and I can always feel it because it was a busy life just with the Quran and nothing else, just with the Quran. So I could call that life your life and the Quran. So that's just the only thing you are doing, just the Quran. You sleep, you wake, you sleep, you wake, you are reciting the Quran. And even I could remember back then, so many students, when they are sleeping, subhanAllah, unconsciously they recite the Quran because they do nothing other than the Quran. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Wallahi, this was a very beautiful stage of one's life, of my life, I could say. So after memorizing from Baqarah to Al-Kahf, I paused a while in order to revise, comprehensively, because one of the greatest challenges of the Quran is that you have to revise. The revision of the Quran is quite harder than the memorization of the Quran. And the revision is going to get even harder when you don't memorize the Quran very well in the first place. You didn't memorize the Quran strongly in the first place. So the revision is going to become so very hard. So the stronger your memorization was in the very first place, so the easier revision might be for you. However, generally, the revision of the Quran is quite harder than the memorization of the Quran, because that's the real work. That's the real work. The revision of the Quran is the distinguishing factor between a real hafiz and someone who just memorized the Quran then left the Quran and does not revise. So I paused for a deep revision of the Quran. So mashallah, tabarakallah, during that time, I saw an opportunity to participate in a program which encompasses the memorization of the Quran and also the memorization of some other books of Sunnah, of Hadith, the memorization of the book of Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani, Bulugh Al-Maram, the memorization of Al-Arba'un Al-Nawawiyyah, and some other books of Sunnah which a student of knowledge should start with.
MashaAllah.
So I went for this program, and alhamdulillah, I was admitted for this program and we started. So basically, I have memorized half of the Quran before joining this program. And in this program, you are to memorize the whole of the Quran within the first 6 months of the program. The program is just a year. So you are expected to memorize the whole of the Quran within the first 6 months of the program. So alhamdulillah, I was able to finish the other half of the Quran within that first 6 months. And alhamdulillah, that was how I finished the memorization of the Quran. And subhanallah, as brief as this journey is, it was so long, because so much challenges, emotional breakdown. Sometimes the greatest emotional breakdown for me is that when you memorize, recite, you want to recite the same thing you have recited again and again the other time, you start making mistakes. This is so saddening for me, but this is norm. That's the norm for the Quran. That's the norm, because the Quran itself, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, we have made it easy for you to remember. That tells us that the Quran itself is something so great that Allah said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَوْشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. If we have revealed this Quran on the mountain, we would have found this mountain khashi'an, humbling itself, mutasaddi'an, rendering itself asunder from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that tells us that the Quran is such a great book, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do you expect yourself to just take it and put it in your memory just like that and it's going to stay? So that's why the Quran is a life journey. If you want to embark on the memorization of the Quran, you know you are signing an undertaking of a life journey from that moment till death, subhanallah.
Truly a life journey.
And your sincerity, your determination is going to play a very vital role in your journey of memorization of the Quran. So people are of many types. Some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for them to memorize easily. And some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do it that way for them, because it might take so much period of time, so many hours, before they can even memorize a verse of the Quran. So people are of different types, and challenges of everybody may differ from each other. So when a person wants to embark on the journey of memorizing the Quran, he or she should know that he is embarking on a noble but difficult task, which is so much challenging. However, any challenge you are going to be facing in this journey, you are going to be rewarded for it greatly. And your challenges are nothing, even nothing at all, compared to that great reward you are going to get for accomplishing that noble task, memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it would be said to the one who memorizes the Quran, yani it would be said to a companion of the Quran on the day of judgment, that recite and ascend in rank in the Jannah as you used to recite in this dunya. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What challenge can be compared to this great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So any challenge is just temporary. There are challenges within the process itself. While you are memorizing the Quran, you have challenges. And after memorizing the Quran, when you finish memorizing the Quran, we have challenges. And most of these challenges is about retaining the Quran itself. Retaining the Quran, it's the greatest task. As I said the other time, that memorizing the Quran itself is not a stress. However, trying to retain the Quran is the greater stress. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, where he compared somebody who has the Quran in his heart, in his memory, with somebody who has a camel. If you have a camel, a horse, whatever you have, and you do not tie this camel, you do not tie this horse, what do you expect? It's going to run away. It's going to play around, and you might end up losing your camel. You might end up losing your beloved horse. That is just the Quran. If you have memorized the Quran, know that the Quran is like a camel in your hands. If you do not tie it, it's going to go away. The Quran respects nobody, so it's going to go away. So you have to continue revising. However, this is very challenging. But when you have sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhlas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you think so much, you ponder so much on the reward on the day of judgment, you find these difficulties something you can persevere for within this temporary period you are going to be using in this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and grant us sincerity in memorizing the book of Allah and revising the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen.
And some of those things that help a lot on this journey of memorizing the Quran, after you have purified your intention and hope for the great reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, is to understand the language of the Quran. Is to understand the language of the Quran. Yani, to be in the position, to be in the state where the Quran communicates with you. Subhanallah, it's so saddening that so many huffaz don't even understand what they are reciting. They don't even get the message. The Quran for them is just like and information they have downloaded in their memory, in their heart, but they don't even understand. The Quran doesn't communicate with them every time they recite the Quran.
Subhanallah.
So that's why you might be surprised that, but this thing you are doing, the Quran has told you not to do it. It is just because he or she doesn't understand what he has been reciting. So one of those things that helps so much after the purification of intention and the true determination that I want to do it, believing in yourself that I want to do it. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Allah has made it easy. I want Allah to make it easy for me. Pray so much. So one of those things is that you understand the language of the Quran, the Arabic language. When you understand the language of the Quran, it helps you while you are memorizing the Quran, because you derive a kind of pleasure in decoding the message, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to communicate with us. Secondly, after it helps you during the memorization, every time you revise, it helps you going along with the flow of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that if you want to memorize the Quran, you want to embark on this journey, first of all, believe that Allah has honored you. This is a great honor, because the Quran is the mu'jiza Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine Allah blesses you to preserve this book in your own heart. Indeed, it is a great honor. So purify your intention and believe you can do it with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah by praying, by patience, sincerity, determination, I mean true determination, prayer, patience, tawakkul ala Allah, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in attaining, in accomplishing that task will help you a lot on this journey. Also, a person memorizing the Quran must ensure that he or she memorizes the Quran strongly and firmly, because this is going to help you a lot when you want to revise the Quran. It is going to help you a lot trying to retain the Quran. But if you don't memorize strongly, if you memorize weakly in the first time, there are so many ways the scholars have said and they have suggested. One of the means by which a person may memorize the Quran strongly in the first time he or she is going to be memorizing, which I found so amazing and beneficial, and which I have suggested to many people and they also found amazing and helpful so much, is the means of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Qasim, the Imam of Masjid Al-Nabawi in Medina.
Rahimahullah ta'ala.
So you have to memorize very firmly and strongly, because this is going to help you in the subsequent revision you are going to be making. And know that revision, as I have said earlier, is such a difficult task and rewarding as well, because the more you revise, the more you read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more great, the more reward you get. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, if you recite the Quran, you are going to get 10 multitude of 10 reward for every letter you recite. Alif, 10 reward. Lam, 10 reward. Mim, 10 reward.
Allahu Akbar.
So the more you revise, the more reward you get in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, a reward is waiting for you in the Jannah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell you, recite and ascend in ranks in the Jannah, the way you used to recite in this dunya. And the last rank you are going to reach is the last verse you recite. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So revising the Quran, even though when you revise the Quran so much, you might even forget. But one of our mashayikh, he said something beautiful. He said, revising the Quran and forgetting the Quran yet is such a blessing, because that makes you coming back to the Quran again and again and again and again till death. That makes you coming back to the Quran again and again. Because if you don't revise the Quran, something is certain. The Quran is like a camel for you. And if you don't tie it by revising it day in, day out, it is going to go.
And even though you revise the Quran, it doesn't mean you won't forget. And that's the blessing here. And that's going to make you coming back to the Quran again and again and again till you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's greater honor? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a slave with, other than making him a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one of those who preserves the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ya ustaz. Wallahi, I am marveled. I don't even know where to start from. You give us an all-encompassing answer to all of our questions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you abundantly and reward you with Jannah. Ameen. So I just want to bring you back on this point that you made mention of making your memorization strong by using the way of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. If you can elaborate on that point and give us specifics on that, I think all our listeners would really, really appreciate that.
Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Qasim, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he's an imam in the Masjid al-Nabawi, al-Sharif, in Medina, al-Nabawiyyah. He taught us that one of those ways which we can memorize the Quran and have it strong, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, is that depending on the number of verses you memorize or the number of pages you memorize. For example, I am going to be using a page of the Quran as an example. Let me make use of the second page of Surah Al-Ahqaf, which starts from وَإِذَا حُشِّرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. The first verse of the page, he taught us that we should recite it 20 times. Recite it 20 times. You might choose to recite 10 times from the book, from the Mus'haf, then the other 10 times offhand. Try to recite it offhand. After that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it is expected normally that verse would have been retained a little bit. Then move to the next verse, recite 20 times, 10 in the book, 10 offhand. Then move to the next verse, then to the next verse, making 4 verses, 20 times, 20 times, 20 times, 20 times. So after finishing the 4th verse, go back to the 1st verse, recite from the 1st verse till the 4th verse. Recite from that place those 4 verses 20 times. Recite them 20 times. You might choose to recite 10 times from the book, 10 times offhand. So then continue like that. So perhaps you might have reached the middle of the page. Then do the second half of the page like that. After memorizing the whole page, go back to the 1st verse of the whole page. Recite from the 1st verse of the whole page till the last verse of the whole page 20 times. And with that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you will memorize the whole page and it is going to strong, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. However, memorizing strongly doesn't mean you won't revise again. No. One of the methods which I benefited so much from and which I also use for many people who have came across was the method I saw with Ustaz Ali while I was with him. Every day, a student is expected, after you have memorized the portion for the day, so you are going to be revising two forms of revision. The first form of revision was the last 10 pages you memorize in the last 10 pages. That might be the last 10 days if you are memorizing one page every day, and that might be the last 5 days if you are memorizing 2 pages every day. Meaning the first side of the revision you are going to do for the ustaz on that day was the last 10 pages you memorized. The following day you revise the last 10 pages, meaning you have dropped the 10th page you recited yesterday. Then you have added the page you memorized yesterday. I hope you understand what I'm trying to portray.
Na'am, ya ustaz, well understood.
Meaning, you revise firstly the last 10 pages you have memorized before you move on to the normal revision if you have many ajza before. For example, you are memorizing the fifth juz of the Quran. So you can't just leave those four juz ahead of you, not revising them. They are going to go, even though you have memorized them strongly, walhamdulillah. But that doesn't mean that you won't revise. The more you revise, the more you get to retain the Quran in your memory, inshallah ta'ala. So the second side of the revision is that you recite just one juz among the past juz which you have memorized long ago. So then you do that every day, every day, every day. But the most important revision you do every day is the last 10 pages you memorize in the last 10 days or 5 days. Or even if you can do more than that, the last 20 pages or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made easy for you. But this means, which Ustaz al-Sheikh al-Doktor Abdul Muhsin al-Qasim has said, I found it so beneficial and so helpful بإذن الله تعالى.
ما شاء الله تبارك الله جزاكم الله خيرا يا أستاذ for sharing this beautiful, beautiful insights with us today. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. Ameen. And now we've come to that point where we tell our guests to tell us their best surah, recite a portion of it to us, and share some lessons with us in it as well. Ya Sheikh, Bismillah, tafaddal.
Naam, people do ask me a lot, my best surah or my best verses of the Quran. But I'm sorry, I really do not have a best place, a verse or a best surah of the Quran. For me, every place in the Quran, from the beginning till the end, is just the best.
Masha Allah.
Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicating with me. Because as one of our scholars would say, one of the salafs, that if you want to speak with Allah, pray, say salah. And if you want Allah to speak with you, recite the Quran. So for me, everywhere is the best in the Quran. So my mood determines where I want to recite at the moment, wherever I am asked to recite randomly. So my mood at the moment would decide where I want to recite of the Quran. And everywhere of the Quran is the best for me. And that's why I really do not have a best Qari. I just have those whom I prefer so much. For example, Shaykh Muhammad Ayyub, Shaykh Khalil Al-Husari, Shaykh Bandar Balila, Shaykh Abdullah Al-Juhani, and so on and so forth. May Allah reward them all abundantly and bless them.
Ameen.
So inshallah ta'ala, with regards to my mood, I am going to recite in a random place inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. والذين كفروا فتعسا لهم وأضل أعمالهم. ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم. دمر الله عليهم وللكافرين أمثالها. ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم. وكأين من قرية هي أشد قوة من قريتك التي أخرجتك أهلكناهم أهلكناهم فلا ناصر لهم أفمن كان على بينة من ربه كمن زين له سوء عمله واتبعوا أهواءهم مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم.
In these beautiful verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the attributes of two kinds of people, and they are the al-mu'minun wal-kafirun. And He tells us of their deeds and their different abodes on the day of Qiyamah. As for the mu'minun, they are those who help the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They strive on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They strive following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah and distancing themselves from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited them from. As for the kafirun, they are those whom they hate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. They do not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the abodes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to bless those who believe in Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Jannah. And Allah ta'ala, He gives us the attributes, the brief attributes of this Jannah, how beautiful it is, that we can't even imagine how Jannah is going to be, except we think of something beautiful we used to see in this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this Jannah, it has rivers of milk, rivers of beautiful and lovely wines, and so on and so forth. And Jannah is a home of enjoyment, home of eternal pleasure, and so on and so forth. As for the kafirun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the report of the abode, which is the nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالنَّارُ مَثْوَى لَهُمْ. And the nar is the abode of the kafirun. يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. In the nar, they are going to enjoy the nar, the punishment of the nar. And Allah said in another verse, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. The day we are going to be telling the nar that, هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ, are you filled? And the nar is going to reply, are there more to come of those who disbelieve in Allah, of those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the blessing of Jannah on the day of judgment. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ.
Ameen, 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 ya Ustaz. Subhanallah, such beautiful recitation and lessons you just shared with us. Jazakumullahu khairan, ya akhi. And at this juncture, I'm pretty sure almost all our listeners might have picked some key tips from this episode, because there's a lot that has been said by you on this episode. We really, really appreciate it for that. And so now we want to ask for your final words, if you have any, on this episode, to all of our listeners.
Na'am, jazakum Allahu khairan. On the final note, I would just say to everyone out there wanting to memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not for once think you can't do it. Bi'idhnillahi, you can do it. Tell yourself, I want to do it and I can do it. Bi'idhnillahi, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the first thing, as I have said, is for you to purify your intention. I want to do this to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because If you don't purify your intention, that might affect you in the process, and easily you might just fall back. Purify your intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, purifying one's intention is very important, because there is an hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some three kinds of people would be brought on the day of judgment. One of them is somebody who memorizes the Quran, who learns the Quran, and an alim who learns the knowledge of the deen. And Allah is going to ask him, why have you learnt the Quran? Why have you sought knowledge? And he is going to say, I have done that to seek the pleasure of you, Allah, to call people to the way of Islam. And Allah would say, Kadhabt, you are a liar. You have only done that for people to hail you, to praise you, scholar, hafiz, mashallah, and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this reason, is going to put this person in the hell. Wal-iyadu billah. So you can see the place of intention in everything we do, and especially here in the memorization of the Quran, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us a particular event that is going to happen with regards to not purifying our intention. So now purify your intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Determine that you are going to do it. Do not belittle yourself. Just think it like this. Those who have memorized the Quran, they are human beings as you. They are normal human beings as you. And they started from somewhere. Even though starting might not be easy, memorizing might not be easy, but you just keep pushing, determination, and be patient, my dear brothers and sisters. Be patient. It takes a whole lot of patience to commit the Quran itself to memory, then trying to retain it by revising and revising and revising. If you are not patient, then memorizing the Quran is not for you. So something I have seen, in fact, is that memorizing the Quran and revising the Quran has taught me patience. Patience, which even assists me in many areas of life. So you need patience, then you need dua, while on sujood, between adhan, while the rain is falling, and other points where the Prophet ﷺ has told us that dua is being accepted. You need dua. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you. And you need to have an ustaz. It takes a lot, yani. Having a good ustaz goes a long way in your journey of the Quran. Having a good ustaz goes a very long way in your journey of the Quran. It helps a lot. So that's why you have to have an ustaz who is going to recite to you, and you recite back after memorizing, who is going to encourage you, put you through, and so on. Also, you have to choose a very good method of memorizing, whereby you get to memorize strongly and firmly. So when you want to memorize, choose a very good time. Among the best times I've seen to memorize the Quran is immediately after the Fajr or before Salatul Fajr. Before Salatul Fajr or immediately after Salatul Fajr. So these two times are very amazing in the memorization of the Quran. You know, you are settled and you really do not have things bothering you at the time. You really do not have disturbance around you at the time. So the time you memorize the Quran and the method you use in memorizing your Quran so as to make it firmly. So for now, these are what I can remember and I can encourage you with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he has said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. He has made the Quran easy to remember. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran easy for every one of us, everyone trying to memorize. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you, I have said earlier that the challenges of everyone might differ from each other. Some people, it takes them long period of time to memorize. Some people, it takes them just brief period of time to memorize. So if you find yourself taking long period of time to memorize, and you see somebody who takes just minutes or below 1 hour to memorize, don't feel weak. Just know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding your effort. Just don't feel discouraged, don't feel embarrassed. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding you for your patience as well and for your effort. And slow and steady wins the race bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Just have a goal
and your goal is to finish the memorization of the Quran, it doesn't matter the number of years, the number of months. I know of somebody who finishes the Quran within 12 years, mashallah. And I know of people who finish the Quran within 6-5 months. That's not the goal. The goal is for you to be a preserver of the Quran. The goal is for you to be among those whom will be told on the day of judgment in Jannah that read and ascend in ranks. For your last rank is the last place you have recited. So this is the goal. The goal is just to be among those who act according to the Quran. So don't be discouraged by the period of time, years, months you are spending memorizing the Quran. Because the Quran, as I have said, it is a life journey from the point you started till you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to grant us all pure intentions and sincere intentions.
Ameen.
And to give us the ability to be determined in memorizing the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to give us the mind, the heart of patience, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Ameen.
And to make our affairs easy. Innahu waliyu dhalik wal qadiru alayh.
Ameen. And really, it's been a beautiful time out, an amazing one, with our Sheikh today, our Ustadh, our Hafiz, Aziz Olawale Abdul Hamid. We want to say a big Jazakumullahu khairan to you. We cannot appreciate you enough. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly with Jannat al-Firdaus and bless you abundantly and make this beneficial for you and the Ummah at large. Ameen. And personally for me, I don't think there's anybody that will listen to this episode without having an emotional rush and that sweet urge to want to learn more about the Quran and memorize the entire Quran. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for all of us and bless us with it fi dunya wal akhirah. Ameen. And sadly, we've come to the end of our episode today on our series Journey with the Hafiz with Ustadh Hafiz Aziz Olawale Abdul Hamid. We cannot thank you enough. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. Jazakumullahu khairan. And sincerely, I hope all our listeners will implement all that have been said by our Ustadh on this episode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for all of us. Ameen. If you did enjoy this session, as usual, please do share with your friends and families. Also, follow us on Instagram at Quran Psycho. If you have any questions for us or comments, send us a mail at QuranPsycho3@gmail.com. Jazakumullahu khairan as you do so. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وهو الدليل لجنة الرحمن.